This copyrighted broadcast is presented by the authority of the National Association of Professional Baseball Leagues, Incorporated. For the private use of our audience, any reproduction, rebroadcast, retransmission, or other dissemination or use of this broadcast, descriptions, or accounts of this game without the express written consent of the National Association of Professional Baseball Leagues, Incorporated is prohibited. Fayetteville Woodpeckers baseball is live from the sandhills of North Carolina to the coastal plains and from state line to state line. This is the Fayetteville Woodpeckers Broadcast Network. Welcome to the Woodpeckers pregame show. Getting you set for first pitch. Let's send you out to the stadium.
Woodpeckers baseball is live on a Sunday afternoon in Charleston, South Carolina. It is the series conclusion on Mother's Day between the Fayetteville Woodpeckers, the low-A affiliate of the Houston Astros, and the Charleston River Dogs, the low-A affiliate of the Tampa Bay Rays. Hello, everybody. Welcome inside the broadcast booth at the Joe in Charleston. Again, a very happy Mother's Day to all the moms tuning in, and thanks so much for everything you do to make our lives a little bit easier. Today is all about you, and the Woodpeckers are hoping to get a win on Mother's Day. They've lost the first four of five in this series. They've effectively lost the series now in Charleston, but a chance to still gain a game on the South Division opponent, the Charleston River Dogs, before heading back home, the off day tomorrow, and then the six-game series at home against the Carolina Mudcats beginning on Tuesday. If you weren't with us yesterday, it was an early rally by the Charleston River Dogs that helped them lead from the second inning forward. They got three extra base hits, an RBI triple, a two-run double as well, and a four-run bottom of the second inning that put them in front 4-0. Fayetteville got their only run in the fourth against the starting pitcher of that game thanks to three straight singles. An RBI base hit by Miguel Palma scored Quincy Hamilton and turned it to a 4-1 game, but Charleston would add a couple more runs later on a two-run single and go on to win 6-1, taking the series. Again, winners of four of the first five here at the Joe. Fayetteville today, though, turns to Dalen Miley, who's on a great stretch of scoreless baseball over his last couple of outings. He went three scoreless in relief out of the bullpen in the opener on Tuesday and also pitched five scoreless in a start against Kannapolis last week out at home. So he's over nine innings of scoreless baseball and will get the start today, taking on Logan Workman, who was also the starter in Game 1 back on Tuesday, fired four scoreless innings, and Fayetteville will get a second crack at the former Division II ball player out of Lee University and seventh-rounder Logan Workman. A couple of things to note on the offensive end today for Fayetteville as well. Quincy Hamilton having a great series here on the road, 9-for-19 over the first five games. He's extended his hitting streak to eight games, a season best for him. And Joey Loperfido also staying hot, increasing that batting average up over 300 now this season. Loperfido, though, will be out of the lineup today, so keep that in mind. Quincy Hamilton will be right in the heart of things, and we'll have the rest of the starting nine for Joe Thon's group on the other side of the break. We have starting pitching numbers and also the starting nine for the Charleston River Dogs as well coming up shortly. Before we go to break, a quick look at the Carolina League standings entering this Sunday, May 8th, Mother's Day. At the top of the North Division is the Fredericksburg Nationals at 15-9 overall. Two games behind them, the Lynchburg Hillcats at 13-11, and in a tie with Lynchburg is Carolina, 14-12. Lynchburg and Fredericksburg have had trouble playing baseball today, so a couple fewer games for them than the rest of the division. They've been rained out three times this week compared to the rest of the Carolina League team. Salem, they sit in fourth at 11-14, followed by Down East and then Delmarva at the bottom of the North Division. In the South Division, it's a close race between Myrtle Beach and these Charleston River Dogs. The Pelicans at 18-7. They're just a game and a half in front of the Charleston River Dogs. Big series upcoming next week between Charleston and Myrtle Beach as these River Dogs wrap up the series here at home and then go on the road to Myrtle Beach to take on the Pelicans starting on Tuesday. Augusta Green Jackets, they sit in third at 14-12 overall. Kannapolis at 513-13, and then tied for fifth place at the bottom of the South Division are your Fayetteville Woodpeckers at 9-17, 9.5 games out of first place, and losers of the last three. Columbia also 9-17, 9.5 back, and 3-7 over their last 10 games. That's the look of the Carolina League through 26 games in 2022. Game 27 coming up today at 5:05 Eastern. A little bit of a later start than we're used to on a Sunday, but Fayetteville hoping to grab their 10th win of the season and wrap up the road trip on a high note before returning home on Tuesday. As mentioned, we have starting lineups coming up on the other side of this break. The managers have exchanged the lineup cards of the two-man umpiring crew. Both sides getting ready to take their positions and await the singing of the national anthem. All that coming up on the other side of the break. Starting lineups next here in Game 6, the series conclusion between the Woodpeckers and the River Dogs on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network. Pregame show continues on the other side of this break.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
The Fairfield Inn and Suites by Marriott Fayetteville North is a proud partner of the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. Visiting Fayetteville? Stay with a winning team. Located off Highway 401, they're right near the airport, and just a 15-minute drive from Fort Bragg and Cross Creek Mall. Enjoy the amenities of a first-class stay with clean and sanitized rooms, free self-parking, a 24-hour business center, and complimentary full breakfast. Planning an event? The hotel even features 757 square feet of event facilities. Call them today and book your stay at 910-223-7867. Welcome back inside the Joe on this Sunday afternoon. We are getting ready for the series conclusion between your Woodpeckers and the River Dogs, leading off today for Fayetteville. And Joe Thon's crew is shortstop Tyler Whitaker. He'll make his third start of the season over at short. Logan Cerny out in left, batting second, and Leo Stadium Molina is at third, batting third. Quincy Hamilton is the cleanup man. He'll play in right. Miguel Palma is the first baseman, batting fifth, followed by Kennedy Corona, sixth, out in center. Victor Miskai, the DH, hits seventh, followed by Cody Orr, eighth, and out at second base, Freddie Guillamo rounds it out for the Woodpeckers today and will do the catching. And on the mound opposing the Fayetteville Woodpeckers is Logan Workman. Workman overall this year with a 1-0 record and an 0.89 ERA. Singing of the national anthem beginning down on the field. We'll go ahead and step aside for our final break. First pitch on the other side right here on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network. Game 6 between the Woodpeckers and the River Dogs.
From the ballpark, it's time to dig in for some Woodpeckers baseball. Now, here's the voice of the Woodpeckers, Andrew Chapman.
Once again, a very happy Mother's Day out there to all the moms that make life a little bit easier. And we today celebrate you and baseball on the diamond. Always one of those special days around baseball. Mother's Day, break out the pink bats, the pink wristbands, the pink cleats. Today we celebrate all the moms. And the Woodpeckers hope to celebrate Mother's Day with a W. They're looking for their second win of this road trip after their lone win came on Wednesday night. That was thanks to a big solo home run by Quincy Hamilton over the right field wall that turned it to a 3-2 game. But that is the only victory they've been able to pull out against these River Dogs, not just this week, but in their franchise history. This has been a pesky opponent for Fayetteville going back to last year when the River Dogs took six straight. Now Fayetteville not going to leave town this week on the wrong side of a sweep, but they still hope to grab two of six. And to do so, they're going to have to try and get to the starter, Logan Workman, who they see for a second time in this series. He pitched on Tuesday in the opener and was pretty solid, going four scoreless innings, giving up just four base hits, all of which were singles. He didn't walk anybody. He struck out three. Logan Workman, the former seventh rounder from 2021 out of Division II Lee University, firing off his warm-up throws. Tyler Whitaker, Logan Cerny, Leos Danny Molina, the first three to square off against Workman. On the other side of the lineup card for the Charleston River Dogs and Blake Butera, it'll be Shane Sasaki leading off out in center. Carson Williams, the shortstop, is second, and Willie Vasquez bats third. Bobby Seymour is the cleanup man, followed by Fredville Chavez. O'Neill Manzueta is sixth. Abizail Ramirez, Luis Leon, and Gianti Turner are the bottom three in the River Dogs order. First pitch is out on this Sunday afternoon, and Tyler Whitaker takes one knee level for strike one, 95-mile-per-hour fastball. Workman likes to work fast, and he delivers a fastball. It's hit out on a couple hops to short. Coming forward is Williams, and he picks and throws out Tyler. Two pitches and one out. Whitaker putting one in play, though. And that'll bring up Logan Cerny. Fayetteville is in the alternate red uniforms today. First time they have worn the reds. We speculated about that yesterday after they wore the grays for five straight games. Today they wore the red, and Logan Cerny, he has those bright pink batting gloves that he's wearing, the pink wrist tape as well. So he is color-coded accordingly for Mother's Day today. And he takes a fastball up and inside and nearly grazed him on the shoulder, and here comes the 1-1 inside again, and that sends him dodging out of the way. 2-1, infield plays straight up. Meanwhile, the River Dogs are in the sky blue unis. First time they've worn those in this homestand for them. A big rip by Cerny on an inside fastball, 95. Now it goes to 2-2. River Dogs in white lettering across the chest of the uniform. And a tapper at the plate that hits off Cerny's ankle and will keep it at 2-2. And on a second look and a little bit of a zoom in, I believe it actually says Holy City on the front of those blue uniforms, the nickname of Charleston, South Carolina. They have the white pants on with that blue pinstripe down the leg. There's a high fastball, 95 again, and Cerny late getting to it. Strike three swinging, and two quick outs for Logan Workman in the top of the first inning. River Dogs have the black ball caps on. For Fayetteville, the black batting helmets, those red uniforms complemented with the gray pants. Now it's Leo's Danny Molina, who wears high black socks in that right side and takes a knee-level fastball, 96 for strike one. Infield continues to play him straight up, and here's a slider starting top of the zone and dropping low and away for a called strike two. Wind is blowing out for the first time this week. Heavy gusts out towards right center field, so it's going to favor some left-handed hitters today or any righty that can try and put one in the air to the opposite field. See if this ballpark plays a little bit more hitter-friendly than it has the previous 5 days. Fayetteville has only gotten three home runs in total. Yuris Ramirez, Freddy Guillamo, and Quincy Hamilton have all managed to go deep this week. Here is a 0-2 pitch, and Molina goes down low, swinging and missing for strike three. Big bending slider by Logan Workman, and a strong start for the former seventh rounder out of Lee University. He goes 1-2-3, couple of strikeouts, and Fayetteville down quickly in the top of the first. Charleston grabbing the bats. It'll be Sasaki, Williams, and Vasquez for the first time on the other side of this break on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
It's a strong start. strong within Sager Stadium on Friday, June 3rd, as Star Wars Night makes its return to downtown Fayetteville. Don't miss the Woodpeckers gear up in Stormtrooper jerseys, which you can bid on throughout the game. Proceeds benefit Almshouse. The battle will then take to the sky as we light up the night with the Star Wars post-game fireworks show presented by Q98. Calling all Jedis for Star Wars Night, Friday, June 3rd at Sager Stadium. First pitch at 7.05 p.m. Tickets on sale now at FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com.
H&H Homes, one of the largest home builders in North and South Carolina, based out of Fayetteville and a proud partner of the Woodpeckers, with over 30 neighborhoods to choose from, ranging from the 160s to the mid-300s. Discover why over 7,000 families have decided to call an H&H home home since 1992. Don't wait to learn more. Visit them online at hhhomes.com or follow them on Facebook and Instagram. H&H Homes, building homes with more livability, more sustainability, and more value. Finally, a business journal for Fayetteville. The Greater Fayetteville Business Journal gives business people actionable intelligence, information that leads to more sales, more perspective on the region, and better decisions about growing your organization and your career. Check out the website at bizfayetteville.com and subscribe today. The Greater Fayetteville Business Journal. Read your way to success. Top three in the Fayetteville order go down in order against Logan Workman in the top of the first. And now the 24-year-old Dalen Miley from Toledo, Ohio, steps to the mound. He's getting ready to take on Shane Sasaki, Carson Williams, and Willie Vasquez. Top three for the River Dogs in a scoreless game here in the bottom of the first. Miley likes to work out of the stretch exclusively. A short leg kick and the first pitch home is a called strike. Fastball on that outside corner for an 0-1 count. Dalen Miley coming in today with a 2-1 record and a 3.12 ERA, second lowest qualifying ERA on the club, behind only Ryan Gusto. Changeup downstairs for ball one to Sasaki. Even 1-1 count. Sixth game of the year for Dalen, his third start. Half of them have come out of the bullpen. 17 and a third total innings. He's given up just six earned runs over that stretch. 12 walks and 23 strikeouts. The whip for him at 1.44. And he's a strike thrower. He's only hit one batter this year, only uncorked two wild pitches, and again, about a 2-1 strikeout-to-walk ratio. So he's going to force these River Dogs to swing the bat, and this ball has bounced the opposite way of a shifted infield. Shuffling to his left is Cody Orr from second. He picks up and gets it over to first just in time to retire Shane Sasaki. His helmet fell off of his head as he lunged towards that bag, and Miley gets the out. Quickly around the diamond for Fayetteville this afternoon, Logan Cerny plays out in left field. In center is Kennedy Corona, and Quincy Hamilton makes the start out in right. Leo Stanny Molina, usually the everyday shortstop, he'll play over at the hot corner today, third baseman, giving way to Tyler Whitaker, who will play over at shortstop, making his third start of the season at short. First pitch slider down and on the outside corner, well placed, and strike one on Carson Williams. Second baseman making that play moments ago, Cody Orr, and over at first is Miguel Palma. Behind the plate, Freddie Guillamo dropping the signs for Dalen Miley. Pitch fouled back out of play, slides down that roof at the Joe and into a fan's hands. It's no balls and two strikes on Carson Williams, the first rounder from 2021. 2-for-14 in this series. Both of his hits coming on Wednesday night. Fastball up high, and it's 1-2. Carson Williams has the accessories for Mother's Day today. He's the first River Dog to walk to the plate with a bright pink-colored bat. A 1-2 delivery and a tapper foul down the stairwell of the Fayetteville third base dugout. One ball and two strikes. If I'm not mistaken, going back to as recently as a few years ago, they used to not allow the minor league players to break out the unique colors of accessories, gloves, bats, but I think they've kind of eased up on those restrictions on special days like today. Change up down in the dirt, and that goes to a two-ball, two-strike count. I think there's still some restrictions at the major league level when it comes to cleats and that sort of thing, but love that baseball players become branded on certain days. The pink for Mother's Day. When you get to Father's Day in June, the light blue is the league-wide color. Dalen Miley from the stretch throws his 2-2. A high fastball is swung on, and was it foul tipped? I believe it was. Guillamo was unable to squeeze it. Popped in and out of his glove, and it'll stay at a 2-ball, 2-strike count. Williams at an even 300. 24 hits, and 80 at-bats this season. He swings at another high fastball, 92, pops it back and out of play, and will keep it even. When it comes to dampening the Charleston offense this week, though, keeping Carson Williams relatively quiet has been one of the big successes for Fayetteville pitching. He was close to a 330 hitter at the start of this series, and he swings and misses at a high fastball. They send him back to the dugout again. Williams is now 2-for-15 in this series. Dalen Miley with two outs quickly, nobody on in the bottom of the first inning. Scoreless game, and Willie Vasquez is coming up. There's been other guys who have had a good week at the plate. Mason Auer is one of those guys. But Williams has been a little cold the last six games, and now Vasquez, third baseman, right-handed hitter, also with a pink bat. And he's got even more pink accessories on today as he takes a slider on that outside edge. Strike one is the pink batting gloves, a pink elbow guard, and a pink arm sleeve on his left arm. And here is the 0-1 delivery, a swing and a miss outside. Right back to the slider, doubling up on that big breaker. It's 0-2 on Vasquez. With the sky blue uniforms that Charleston has on, some of the players also wearing yellow wristbands along with the pink accessories. They look like they're ready for an Easter Sunday. That's the type of colors that they have on right now. A check swing on an inside fastball knots up Vasquez, and he went too far. Dalen Miley closes a 1-2-3 bottom of the first inning with back-to-back strikeouts of William and Vasquez, and evens up Logan Workman's slate in the top of the first. So both pitchers retiring the side in order to get our Sunday ball game going, and we head to the top of the second next on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network. We're in the top of the second inning from Charleston, our series conclusion. Woodpeckers and River Dogs. Quincy Hamilton will lead off this bottom, top two. Logan Workman going 1-2-3 in the top half of the first with a couple of strikeouts. He'll face Hamilton, Palma, and Corona. First pitch fastball right over the middle for strike one. That fastball consistently in the mid-90s today for Workman, as it was on Tuesday. 94, 95, been as high as 96. Up and in on Quincy. He turns away from 93, and it's 1-1. Mentioned it during the top of the broadcast, but Quincy Hamilton is having one of his best series of the season at the plate. 9-for-19 with a home run. He's also scored five runs, doubled, and driven in one run. But it was an important run Eighth inning solo home run on Wednesday to give Fayetteville the 3-2 win. Their only win this week in Charleston. Here's the 2-1 pitch. Just off the outside. No. Called a strike. Home plate umpire Charles Welling. Even in the count 2-2. Jalen Goodman is working the bases. Two-man umpiring crew in the black tops with the gray pants. Two ball, two strike pitch. And Hamilton lines one right up the gut and into center field. Quincy Hamilton is in the double digits in hits this week. 10 base hits over 20 at-bats. A 500 hitter against these River Dogs. And he has a leadoff single in the top of the second inning. So he just continues to find ways to get on base. That single for Quincy Hamilton, his team-leading 27th hit of the season. And with Joey Loperfido at 26 out of the lineup today, Hamilton will be the team leader at least into Tuesday. Here's a soaring pop fly hit along the left field line. Going all the way out is Williams. He calls off his third baseman and left fielder makes the catch. That ball was pulling everybody towards the bullpen and then might have had a little slice on it. It came back towards the field of play. It was coming down on the fair side of the left field line. And Carson Williams with those sunglasses on, looking into the sunlight. I mean, kind of an over-the-shoulder catch. And was able to track that ball pretty well. So Palma pops out on the first pitch. Now it's Kennedy Corona taking a little low. A ball and no strikes on Kennedy. Corona with a day off last night. We last saw him in the order on Friday. And he enters this at-bat 1-for-7 of the series with 3 strikeouts. Workman out of the stretch. Picks up that left leg and throws home. Misses down and inside with 95. Two ball, no strike count on Kennedy Corona. Was in the 200s for most of the season, but the 1-for-7 series this week has him down to 190, playing in his 18th game of the year, 11 hits and 58 at-bats, 3 doubles and 2 home runs to go along with 9 driven in. A spin and a pickoff throw over to first, checking up on Quincy Hamilton. Quincy can run. He's stolen 6 bases this year. That's tied for the third most on the team. You have Jackson Hallmark, Logan Cerny leading the club in stolen bags. 2-0 pitch is chopped out to third. A leap by Vasquez. He pulls it into the shoulders, goes to second for one. The turn throw to first in time and a double play. Vasquez leaping at third to pull in that high chopper, setting his feet and getting the double play started. Around the horn it goes, and a leadoff single by Quincy Hamilton is wiped off the board. Logan Workman faces the minimum thanks to the double play. And we head to the bottom of the second inning. No score early going on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
Kill us.
Woodpecker's offense quickly out of the top of the second inning following a double play. 5-4-3 around the horn by Kennedy Corona. And middle three in the order to get it going against Dalen Miley in this bottom of the second, beginning with left-handed hitting cleanup man and DH Bobby Seymour. He takes a huge cut at a 90-mile-per-hour fastball and misses. It's 0-1. Seymour, Chavez, and Manzueta, the three scheduled. Bobby Seymour, four hits and 14 at-bats this week, a double and two driven in. Here's the pitch. He takes outside. Changeup offered in by Miley. You see the three-pitch mix by Dalen. Fastball, slider, and changeup, and he likes to try and work that off-speed early in counts. Here's the 1-1 home, and a swing on the fastball, 91. He'd still like to get that velocity a couple of ticks higher on the fastball. He said that at this stage in the year, the velocity is not quite where he wants it to be. He wants to try and get that fastball up to 93, 94 a little more consistently. We were talking to him Wednesday about some of the tweaks he's recently made out on the mound, and there's a breaking ball down and inside. Seymour cuts through, and that's strike three. Dalen Miley has punched out the last three batters he's faced and set down four in a row to get his afternoon going. And Fredville Chavez will now step in. Chavez from that right side playing over at first base today. He's 2-for-10 in the series and comes in batting just 194 over 16 games. Miley out of the stretch, delivers, and this pitch is popped up behind home plate towards the seats, and that'll fall in front of our broadcast position. Back down it comes, and into a sea of hands. So Miley quickly gets ahead, shakes off Guillamo a couple times, now nods, the target set low and in. Here's the pitch, and a ground ball hit out towards short. Moving to his left is Whitaker. He gloves and steps and throws. Nice play by Tyler Whitaker to complete the out, 6-3 on the putout. Whitaker gets tested on one that pulls him to his glove hand side, over to his left, and he was able to quickly gather and throw over. It's one of the reasons why Tyler Whitaker was drafted as high as he was out of college, rather high school, third round, 87th overall in 2021, not necessarily just because of the athleticism or the bat or one's particular thing, but the Houston Astros thinks he could be somewhat of a utility guy, a moldable player that can play outfield with a strong throwing arm and also work on the left side of the diamond. O'Neill Manzueta swings at a changeup down and in, and it's 0-1. Manzueta playing right field today, taking down and outside for a one ball, one strike count. He is batting 234 across his first 20 games, 15 hits and 64 at-bats. Two doubles, two triples, and two home runs to go along with seven driven in. Hasn't driven in a run in this series, though. 4-for-12 with a double and four walks. A patient hitter who takes a slider down and away for ball two. It's 2-1. Big hole on that right side of the diamond. Cody Orr playing towards the middle, left side straight up. And now the 2-1 pitch outside. 3-1. But for Dalen Miley, some of the adjustments in his mechanics came between the outing against Augusta on April 21st and then the outing against the Cannonballers on the 28th. Said he changed his set point a little bit, going from around the shoulders to down towards the belt. And from that belt high set, he breaks a slider into the zone for strike two. Three ball, two strike count, two away. And the base is empty in the bottom of the second. No score early. Dalen Miley trying to go 1-2-3 and retire six in a row to start his day. Here's the payoff pitch. It is right on that outside corner. Strike three looking. A 91-mile-per-hour fastball gets Manzueta packing. And Dalen Miley has struck out four through two perfect innings. So we head to the top of the third. Fayetteville coming back up. It'll be Mascai or in Guillamo in a scoreless game here on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
Wasn't born for digging deep holes. I'm not made for paving long roads. I ain't cut out to climb high line poles, but I'm pretty good at drinking beer. I
not the type to work in a bank. I'm no good slapping on paint. Don't have a knack for making motors crank, no, but I'm pretty good at drinking beer. So hand me one more, that's what I'm here for. I'm built for having a ball. I love the nightlife, I love my Bud Light. I like them cold and tall. I ain't much on mowing thick grass. I'm too slow for working too fast. I don't do windows, so honey, don't ask. But I'm pretty good at drinking beer. A go-getter, well, maybe I'm not. I'm not known.
Top of the third from the Joe in Charleston. Our series conclusion carries on, and Victor Miskai leads off the frame with a up-and-away fastball, 95 from Logan Workman, who got out of a second inning thanks to a 5-4-3 double play after allowing a leadoff single to Quincy Hamilton. Here's the high leg kick and the throw home, and a painted changeup on that outside half of the zone, 1-1 on Miskai. Workman kicking that leg a little bit higher than normal as he winds and delivers and goes right back to that outside corner change. 83, put it in the same spot. That's strike two, and Victor Miskai going to have to widen his zone a little bit here and protect the 1-2 home. Trying to go outside again with a fastball. Missed a touch outside the zone, 2-2. So Workman changing up the mechanics, it seems, a little bit in this third. That leg kick almost like a Mackenzie Gore leg kick, way up there. And here's a high chopper, hit softly along the first baseline, but it trickles foul. And we'll keep it where it is on Miskai at one, make it 2-2. Miskai batting 214, 12 hits and 56 at-bats. He's seen that average creep down a little bit after going 1-for-11 this week in the series. Off the end of the bat, he pops one foul and out of play. So he'll see a sixth pitch in this at-bat. On the other side of things, Dalen Miley has retired six in a row and already struck out four. Good pitching matchup in the early going, and Miskai waves through a changeup. So he got a lot of off-speed in that at-bat. Back-to-back changeups on the outside, and the changeup is what gets him swinging. Miskai, the third strikeout victim for Logan Workman, who's faced the minimum up to this point thanks to the double play. And here's Cody Orr. And the first one to Cody is a fastball up and outside, popped out of Leon's mitt, 1-0 the count. Orr was neck and neck with Joey Loperfido for the team batting average lead. In fact, coming into this series, he was the active team leader. But he's 2-for-13 over the last few games this week and now comes in batting 265. He's playing in his 22nd game, 18 hits across 68 at-bats. Catcher Leon had to return to the dugout and grab a new catcher's mitt. That fastball popped out of his glove a moment ago, and I think it might have torn a little bit of the stitching inside of the webbing of that mitt. So he returns with a new mitt, and now Workman comes home with a 1-0 pitch. Swing on a 95-mile-per-hour fastball, or couldn't get it. 1-1. Cody with a double and a home run, but 16 of his 18 hits have been singles, and he cuts through a change. About 12 miles per hour worth of difference between the fastball and the changeup for Workman. A 1-2 offering is down to the dirt, off the outside as well, and it's back to even at 2-2. Freddy Guillamo at the bottom of the Woodpeckers order, standing on deck. A break even 2-2 is a slider nipping that outside corner. Looked a little outside, but Orr doesn't disagree. He's down looking. Fourth strikeout for Workman. Back-to-back K's here in the third. And now Freddy Guillamo will give it a shot. A little bit of a change in the coaches down on the diamond today. Vincent Blue is working the third base coach's box, giving the signals to those batters. Joe Thon is taking a casual Sunday down in the dugout today, chatting up active pitching coach Eric Neeson, with John Kovalik rejoining the team on Tuesday. swinging a foul into the netting, and it's 1-1. And then down on the first base side with the helmet on is Jackson Hallmark. He's ready to give the windmill today and send some guys down to second base on doubles. So that's the theme as Fayetteville tries to get their offense going against Workman. Here's a 1-1 pitch. Guillamo swings and misses at a changeup. Caught that weight out in front on his left leg, and now he's calling for a little bit of time. He wants to adjust those gray batting gloves. He has the pink sweatband on his left arm. Logan Workman trying to strike out the side in order. He brings a slider in, looked a little bit low, but called strike three. And Logan Workman punches out three straight. So he's faced the minimum, first time through the Fayetteville order, giving up just the Hamilton single, but got the double play and then strikes out the side in the third. Dalen Miley pitching to Jem himself in the early going. He's returning to the mound when we go to the bottom of the third on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network. No score and just one hit so far in our ball game. A Quincy Hamilton single by Fayetteville in the second inning. We're in the bottom of the third, and Abizail Ramirez, the switch hitter, bats from the left side against Dalen Miley. Six up, six down for Dalen, and he misses outside with a fastball, or rather make that the change, the 81-mile-per-hour change to begin Ramirez, 1-0. Ramirez, Leon, and Turner, a pair of switch hitters and a righty scheduled against Dalen, and a high fastball runs it to 2-0. Miley came into today on a stretch of 9 1/3 scoreless innings of work, and now with two more perfect frames today, he's extended to an 11 1/3 scoreless stretch, and that marks the longest scoreless streak by any Fayetteville pitcher this year. Dalen really starting to find the feel for things here in early May. You figured it might take a lot of these pitchers about 20 innings of live baseball to start feeling like they're in game form. Fastball just missed off the outside, and it's a four-pitch walk, so a rarity there for Dalen Miley, who had been all over the strike zone to begin the afternoon. Coming into this inning, he had thrown 27 pitches, 19 of which were for strikes, but there's the four-pitch walk, and the River Dogs have their first base runner. And now it's switch hitter Luis Leon, catcher today for Charleston, taking the first pitch high near the shoulders, 1-0. Leon 2-for-10 this week with a walk, and he scored a couple of runs, both of his hits singles. He's a .278 hitter over 17 games, three doubles, no triples, and a home run. Guillamo runs out to the mound to talk to Dalen after he started the inning with five straight pitches outside of the strike zone. Tyler Whitaker shifted over from short. He's near the middle of the diamond or a little bit towards that first base line, and Molina about straight up at third base. Here's the 1-0 pitch, a bluff steal down at first. Runner doesn't go, and a called strike on a changeup. 1-1 on Lyon. But Dalen said he had to make some adjustments between that Augusta outing and Kannapolis, like we talked about, changing where he's setting from, shifting his feet a little bit from where he's starting on the rubber. And he said the biggest thing to get used to was the pitch clock as well, which is the hot topic around all of minor league baseball. A tapper foul along first, 1-2 on Lyon. So not just him, but every single Fayetteville pitcher has to figure out that rhythm, figure out how quickly they have to accept a sign, come set, and then have time to vary their looks to the plate when they have runners on. Here's the 1-2 pitch. Check swing, and he went too far. Charles Welling doesn't need an appeal. Strike three on Lyon. Five strikeouts for Dalen Miley through 2 1/3. Nice comeback after falling behind early, and now here comes the nine hitter, Jonty Turner. Short lead off of first for Ramirez. And a fastball comes in and misses up high. Ramirez is a guy who will get aggressive on the bases. He's stolen a couple bases in this series and on the year. It's a swipe two bag, so both of his stolen bases coming this week. A slider on the lower outside corner. Good breaker there for Miley. Called a strike 1-1. Dalen said, though, that with the pitch clock, he thinks that it's something that can be a long-term solution in baseball, but it just might need a couple of amendments to it. Here's the 1-1. And a pop fly on the infield. Dalen Miley looking into the afternoon sky gives way to his third baseman Molina up that line, and he makes the catch halfway down the third baseline towards the plate. And there's two gone. Good bounce back after the leadoff walk. Abizel Ramirez still living down there at first base. And it goes back to the top of the order. Shane Sasaki will bat for a second time. Dalen said, though, that might need to be just a couple more seconds added to that pitch clock, especially in the instances where runners are on and pitchers are trying to keep runners honest, vary up their timing a little bit so the internal countdown clock of a runner on base doesn't figure out a pitcher too easily, thus lead to too many stolen bases. But I think that's probably the direction the pitch clock is going in if it does make it to the big league level. And I think it's more of a when instead of an if it makes it to the big league level. Change up above the belt. Runs to two balls and no strikes. And based on what we've seen, 18 seconds with runners on, 14 seconds with nobody on, I could see maybe a 20-second pitch clock, a couple extra seconds with runners on, being what eventually is decided on by Major League Baseball. Of course, they'll poll people like the Players Union and get the opinions of pitchers, guys that are actually down there on the diamond working with the new clock to figure out what exactly is that perfect median that makes it fair between offense and pitching and also keeps the pace of play moving along. Three balls, no strikes. Miley throws, and the pitch is swung on, fouled behind the screen. So green light on for Shane Sasaki. Three balls and a strike. Sasaki rolled out to Cody Orr to start the bottom of the first inning. He's 0-for-1 now, 3-for-16 in the series with a double. Ramirez has remained stationary down there at first. Palma holding him on. 3-1 comes home, and Sasaki lofts this one down the right field line. It slices over the bullpen and out of play. Dalen able to get it back to full, 3-2. Miley is strike away from getting to the fourth. Here's his payoff pitch. It's a slider that misses to the outside, and he issues his second walk of the inning. Sends Ramirez down to second. Sasaki is aboard. Good news is that the Carolina League's leading base stealer has a man in front of him, so he's landlocked right now. Nowhere for him to go. And Carson Williams struck out swinging his first time up, digs into that right side. Two on, two out, bottom third, no score. Here's the pitch. And a changeup is shoulder level to Williams for ball one. Stadium lights are on right now, but really just seems like a waste of electricity if you ask me. We got a beautiful day, sun beaming down on the diamond. Miley at the belt, slides home, and misses outside with a slider. A little bit low as well. Good block by Guillamo. And it's two balls and no strikes. Carson Williams now 2-for-15 this week. Comes in as the number 9 overall prospect in the Tampa Bay Rays system after his first-round selection last year. 2-0 pitch, up and in. Things getting a little bit squirrely now on Dalen, but he's been able to come from behind in some of these counts this inning. Right as I talked about, the sunshine beaming down on the diamond, a big cloud covers up that sun, and now shade all across the field. 3-0, very high. And Miley issues his third walk of the inning. His second walk on four pitches, and that's going to load up the bases. Ramirez heads down to third. Sasaki to second, and Williams on first. So first real opportunity for the Charleston River Dogs to put a run on the board first today. They still do not have a hit. All three of their base runners coming on walks in this third. Willie Vasquez 0-for-1 with a strikeout back in the first. Swings at the first offering and punches it foul down the right field line. No ball, one strike count. Willie Vasquez had a base hit yesterday, started the series 0-for-13 at the plate. And center cut fastball in there for strike two. So good recovery from Miley, quickly getting ahead of Vasquez, who over his last seven games, when you extend things into their series last week against Fredericksburg, is just 1-for-29 at the plate. 1-for-29 over the last seven games. Bases loaded, the 0-2. It is a check swing on one down and outside. They appeal, and he held up just barely. Call was the responsibility of Jalen Goodman over there on the bases. He's just offset to the third base side of the mound behind Miley, so he wasn't in a great spot to judge that swing, but looked like he held up. Miley still ahead, 1-2. He comes set at the belt and throws home. It is a strike on the outside corner. Paints a fastball and gets out of the bases loaded jam. So Miley ran himself into some trouble there, walking three, but he leaves the bases full and keeps this game scoreless going to the top of the fourth inning. We're back in a moment from the Joe. Our series conclusion carries on right here on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network. It is the top of the fourth inning in the top of the Fayetteville order. Tyler Whitaker gets it going. No score after Dalen Miley walks three, loading up the bases, but strikes out Willie Vasquez, looking to leave him loaded. And now a new arm into the game for Charleston as Whitaker fouls one back, a fastball out of the hand of new righty Davion Whittle, who is just added to the roster today. New member of the Charleston River Dogs takes over for Logan Workman, who goes three scoreless, faces the minimum thanks to a double play in the second. Fastball stays up high at 92, and it goes to 2-1 on Tyler. He's hitless today, 0-1, ground out to short that started our ball game. And the 2-1 pitch out of the stretch is lifted foul and out of play down the first baseline. A former 23rd rounder by the Tampa Bay Rays in the 2018 amateur draft from Fresno City College in Fresno, California. Davion Whittle delivers, and his 2-2 is low. Tried to work a changeup in there. Full count on Witt. Tyler Whitaker is 1-for-23 now this week. 14 strikeouts, trying to work himself out of a cold slump. And the 3-2 is lifted deep out into right field. Manzueta is angling towards the line, up onto the extended warning track, and he dropped the ball. He was right underneath it. It pops out of his palm of his glove, and Whitaker quickly realizing that ball hit the ground, moves to second. It'll be a fielding error, E9, that puts Whitaker on second base, but Fayetteville will take it. They have a man in scoring position for the first time this afternoon. And Manzueta has got to be frustrated out there with how that one played out. He had to go a long way with that ball slicing towards the foul line in the corner. He kind of got pressed up against the wall out there where it juts out towards the line and maybe took his eyes off it for a moment and hit right off the heel. And now it's Logan Cerny hitting with Whitaker on second, and he takes a fastball down and outside for ball one. And here comes the 1-0 pitch. Cerny fouls it into the screen. And if you're Whitaker right now, not a lot's been going right for you at the plate, but you've now put the ball in play twice today, which is where it starts, and even a dropped fly ball, you'll take it. Just get on base, remember what it's like to get on base, and you hope that that puts you back into a little bit of a comfortable spot. Gets you contributing to the games again, and that's where you start to build that confidence up a little bit. Changeup missed high and tight on Cerny, and it's two balls and a strike. Whittle delivers, and Cerny swings through a 93-mile-per-hour fastball at the top of the strike zone. Whittle comes to the River Dogs by way of the injured list, activated just today. First month was on the IL and has been stuck on the IL for the better part of 2 years. He's pitching in a game right now for the first time since 2019. A swing at a high breaking ball, and Cerny goes down on strike three. So that turns it over to Leo Stani Molina. Here's the first one to him. In on the hands and punched out of play. 0-1 count. Last time that Whittle was pitching prior to the whole injury saga for him was with Hudson Valley, the Renegades, back in 2019. The 0-1 pitch is lifted out to left center, medium left center for Turner and Sasaki. It is left fielder cutting over into the alleyway and making the catch to set aside Leo Stani Molina. Fayetteville right now has Whitaker stuck on second base with two gone and Quincy Hamilton coming up. It's a good bat to bring to the plate. Hamilton is hot as anybody right now at the plate in the Carolina League, and we'll try and bring Whitaker around. Davion Whittle, though, his last season of action in 2019 with Hudson Valley, had an 0-2 record, a .95 ERA that year. He was an effective arm and held opponents to just a .208 average. First pitch fastball up and in, sends Hamilton spinning out of the zone. One ball, no strike count. He pitched in 11 games that year. This is just the 19th game of his professional career, dating back to his days in the rookie level in 2018. Here is the 1-0 pitch out of the stretch to Hamilton. Very far outside. Trying to work Hamilton carefully right now. I think it's fair to say that Quincy's in the conversation to earn a Player of the Week award based on his body of work. 10 for 20, the home run, a double. His RBIs only stand at one. That could be something that maybe holds him a little short, but without looking at the rest of the league in front of me right now and who's hot, who's not, just based on the performance that Quincy's had, he's the nomination out of Fayetteville and probably having a top five performance this week in the Carolina League. Two balls and a strike to count on Quincy. Whitaker, big lead off of second base. Couple looks that way from Whittle. He throws and misses low. 92-mile-per-hour fastball brings it to 3-1. If Hamilton doesn't see anything here, it'll be Miguel Palma, right-handed hitter who's 0-for-1. He stands on deck. And here's the stretch, the kick, and 3-1 pitch. Get me over fastball. Hamilton had the takes on. He wanted to see one. And Whittle able to get it to 3-2. Originally from Virginia, went to Osborne High School in Manassas, Virginia. 3-2 payoff pitch with two outs in the fourth, and Hamilton taps it foul down into the third base camera well. Yuri Ramirez was right over there on the top step of that dugout next to the camera. Tried to field with his bare hands and couldn't pick it cleanly. Ramirez ready to take over camera duty down there if the cameraman goes down. So we'll do it again, 3-2. Quincy Hamilton pinwheels that bat, and he's ready from the left side. Long look to Whitaker on second. The payoff pitch once again is tapped right at the plate, but that trickles foul back of home. So Hamilton able to fight off a pretty good slider that was down and in, biting towards his ankles. That's not a pitch you can do much with, so Quincy just getting the end of the bat on it and continuing the at-bat. He'll see an eighth pitch from Davion. We're also expected later today to see Christian Fernandez, who was very effective against Fayetteville back on Tuesday, scoreless baseball. And Hamilton sends this one a mile high behind first base over towards the bullpen. Manzueta is coming forward. He calls everybody off and makes the catch, standing right along that line. The only question was whether that was going to get into the seats, but it stayed inside the field of play. And on eight pitches, they get Quincy Hamilton. And Fayetteville leaves Whitaker stranded on second base after the fielding error by Manzueta out in right. We're scoreless through 3.5 today. Bottom of the fourth next on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
Got the old man.
Dalen Miley returns to the mound for the bottom of the fourth inning. Bobby Seymour, the cleanup man and lefty, leads it off. Miley threw three scoreless today and worked out of a tough spot in the third, issuing three walks but striking out. Willie Vasquez looking with a fastball to end that inning, leave three stranded, keep the game scoreless. Seymour takes a strike on the outer half and it's 0-1. Whitaker playing up the middle over from short. Here's the pitch, and a slider was left over the middle, but all Seymour could do was foul it away. That was a mistake pitch, and Miley got away with it. After one inning of scoreless relief by Davion Whittle, right-hander Fernandez out there in the bullpen for the River Dogs. We'll likely see him for the fifth. 0-1 home, down and inside. Logan Workman, the starter, went three scoreless innings. He was a little bit limited today, so Whittle works as the bridge, and then Fernandez likely come the fifth. A one ball, two strike count on Bobby Seymour, the former Wake Forest ball player, and he swings through a high fastball. Dalen Miley got him, and he has, count him up, seven strikeouts already through three and a third. So one gone, and Fredville Chavez into the right side. And off the end of the bat, a roller along that first base line. You know, Mother's Day today, and we're so thankful for all of the sacrifices that moms make, especially for athletes as well, helping dictate their schedules as athletes grow up in their amateur years and transporting them around high school. Maybe not so much in college, but being the support that athletes need to cultivate their careers in their younger ages. And Dalen Miley talked Wednesday about the great family support he's had over the years. And it goes beyond just mom and dad, but his fiance as well, and his college teammates who have always been so supportive of him. And Dalen hasn't had the clearest path to professional baseball. It's one that's had a lot of detours along the way. And not getting drafted in 2021 was another one of those things that he had to persist through, but had the support staff behind him to continue his baseball career. He's ahead 0-2 on Chavez, and a line drive down the right field side, tucking towards the paint line, and that'll fall fair. It trickles off of the wall. Hamilton plays the carom. Here's his throw to second base, and Whitaker tagged him out. They got Chavez sliding in. He thought he had a clear path to a double. He slowed his run into the bag, slid last minute, and Quincy Hamilton gunned him out from right field. A great play by Hamilton. That line drive caromed off the wall that juts out towards the foul line. Hamilton quickly played it and delivered a dart right to Tyler Whitaker. But that's really just a mental mistake by Chavez, thinking he had a clear double, and he lost track of where that baseball was and how quick it got to second base. Now a swing and a pop fly out of play by Manzueta, and it goes to an 0-1 count. So Dalen Miley will take that help behind him. It'll be a single for Chavez, the first hit that Miley has given up today. But he's thrown out on the 9-6. Now the 0-1 to Manzueta is fouled at the plate. A no ball, two strike count. But regarding Miley, after not getting drafted, he went the professional indie ball route, the Mahoney Valley Scrapers in Niles, Ohio, his home state. And that was in the newly formed MLB Draft League, as he misses a fastball up and outside. It's now 1-2. So he had to kind of bet on himself after Bellarmine, and he pitched very well in indie ball. 2-1 record, 2.59 ERA over seven games. The 1-2 pitch, up and in, check swing, but he didn't go. Really racked up the strikeouts in independent ball. He had 37 of them over 24 and a third, and that was enough with the Astros scouts in the building to say, come on over to the affiliated ranks. Here's the 2-2 pitch, and he got him swinging, beat him with a slider, and Dalen Miley has now set a new season high with his eighth strikeout through four scoreless innings tonight. He continues to get better and better. The scoreless streak is extending longer and longer. Dalen Miley taking a 0-0 ball game into the top of the fifth on the other side of this break right here on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
Hey, where did we go? Days when the rains came down in the hollow, playing a new game, laughing and running, hey, hey, skipping and jumping in the misty morning fog with all our hearts thumping, and you, a brown eyed girl. And whatever happened to Tuesday and so slow? Gone down the old mine with a transistor radio. Standing in the sunlight laughing, hiding behind a rainbow's wall. Slipping and sliding all along the waterfall with you, my brown-eyed girl.
First pitch of the top of the fifth inning is up and outside, a fastball to Miguel Palma. Davion Whittle will continue to work here in the fifth. Christian Fernandez is just about ready to go out there in that right field bullpen, but for now they're extending Whittle. He misses outside again with ball two to Miguel Palma. It'll be Miguel, Kennedy Corona, followed by Victor Mascai. Scoreless game in this top of the fifth, and this one is hit deep out into left field. Turner is going back. He's all the way to the warning track, backing up to the wall, and right in front of the fence, he makes the catch. That one was just hit a little too high by Palma, decreased the launch angle a degree or two, and he probably had his third home run of the year. Palma gives it a good ride all the way to the warning track, but he flies out for the first out of the fifth inning. And now it's Kennedy Corona. Not a lot of offense this afternoon. Just one hit per side. A single by Quincy Hamilton and a single by Fredville Chavez back in the fourth. He was thrown out at second base moments ago trying for a double by Quincy Hamilton and right. Kennedy Corona is in and he takes strike one. Bounced into an inning-ending double play in the second. A slider on the lower outside corner. Leon couldn't squeeze it but called the strike anyways. Seen a lot of calls like that this week where the catcher can't hold on to the ball but a strike is still called, contrary to what you would think, but it's been the case this week. 0-2, and Corona barrels this one on a line right center field, splitting the alleyway, and it falls for a base hit. Sasaki can't cut it off. It bounces through him, and Kennedy Corona is around second base. Here he goes to third. He's losing the helmet, and he's into third base with a stand-up triple. I don't know how that kick threw Shane Sasaki. He was right in front of it. Must have taken a weird hop on him because it got through him and rolled all the way to the base of the wall in right center field. That'll likely be ruled a triple. We'll wait for the official scoring decision to come in. But if it is a triple, it's the third of the season for the Woodpeckers and the first of the year for Kennedy Corona. All the triples this year had been going to the Charleston River Dogs, who come into tonight with a league-leading 17 of them. But now Fayetteville puts themselves within 90 feet of taking a lead here in the fifth. Lefty Victor Mascai hacks through a changeup and it's 0-1. Whole infield is shaded in on the grass. Now the 0-1 pitch. Mascai takes down and away. Decision in, and Kennedy Corona is given credit for the triple. First of the series for the Fayetteville offense. The 1-1 pitch. Mascai swings, hits it sharply but foul past Jackson Hallmark in the first base coach's box. A 1-ball, 2-strike count. So now with the triples this year for Fayetteville, Logan Cerny, Tyler Whitaker, and Kennedy Corona. A 1-ball, 2-strike pitch to Mascai is hit towards short. Shallow on one hop. Williams comes to the plate. The tag is applied, and they get Corona sliding in. A head-first dive, and Leon dropped the tag. Kennedy Corona moving on first contact, and Fayetteville's chance to break open this scoreless tie comes up short. And I don't think Corona even got a hand on the plate on that play. Leon received the tag and he wasn't blocking the path to the plate, but Kennedy just slid right into his left leg, his shin guard. and couldn't reach around the tag. So tough break for Fayetteville after the triple, and now after that out, Blake Butera, the manager, has emerged from the dugout, and he's going to pull Davion White from this, Whittle from this game after an inning and two-thirds. Victor Mascai is down on first base, fielder's choice for him. But a new arm into the game to tell you about after we go to a brief break. Cody Orr coming up, two away in the top of the fifth, man on first in a scoreless game. Christian Fernandez back on the mound at the Joe following his Tuesday scoreless outing against the Woodpeckers. He takes over for Davion Whittle, inherits a man on first. Victor Mascai, two outs in the top of the fifth inning. Cody Orr the batter, and the first pitch is up and inside. Kennedy Corona trying to score moments ago with Whittle on the mound. One hopper shallow on the grass to short that was fielded by Williams. He threw to the plate, and they got Kennedy Corona sliding in. Save the go-ahead run, and we remain scoreless. Short leadoff of first for Mascai. Here comes the 1-0 out of the stretch. Orr gets hit. Fastball runs in and grazes him on that left shoulder. More than grazes him, I should say. That got him pretty flush. But Cody Orr is okay and throws aside that bat, heads up the first base line. And Fernandez will work with two on. Mascai goes to second base. Orr on for the first time this afternoon. And Freddie Guillamo at the bottom of the order will try and do something. 1-0 record for Fernandez, a 1.32 ERA. He's pitching in his sixth game of the season out of the bullpen. 13 and two-thirds total innings. He's given up two earned runs, eight walks, and 23 strikeouts. Guillamo with that slight bend in the knees from the right side, a little bit of a hunched-over stance. Here's the pitch, and a breaking ball clips the outside corner. That slider from Fernandez. It's 0-1. He was near unhittable. In fact, perfect on Tuesday. Three perfect innings, nine up, nine down. No walks, no hits, no runs, five strikeouts. A look down to second where Mascai takes a secondary lead and a slider dips low and outside. It's 1-1. Today, Fernandez is rocking the Mother's Day pink. He has the high pink socks on. That's something we haven't seen yet. A lot of pink bats, pink batting gloves, wristbands, guards, but first guy to rock the pink socks today. Here's the 1-1 pitch, and it's off the end of the bat. Line foul over the screen. And that one might have busted some plexiglass to the right of our booth. Luckily, they haven't been aiming into our territory this series. They've gone to the left of the booth, they've gone to the right, but they haven't found us yet. Not trying to speak it into existence either. And a 1-2 home to Guillamo is a curve that gets him swinging. Strike three, and Fayetteville leaves two stranded. Well, Kennedy Corona started strong with a one-out triple. He gets thrown out of the plate. Mascai and Orr reach on a fielder's choice and hit by pitch, but are left on. Fayetteville has left a couple in scoring position over the last two innings, and we're halfway through it this afternoon. Bottom five coming up right here on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
seems like I've been lost and let's remember. You think I'm feeling older and missing my younger days? Oh, then you should have known me much better. Cause my past is something that never got in my way. Oh, no. Still, I would not be here now if I never had the hunger. Not ashamed to say the wild boys were my friends. Oh, cause I never felt the desire to let music set me on fire. Then I was saved, yeah. That's why I'm keeping the faith. Yeah, 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 keeping the faith. It won't matter, dog. Only flag brothers had him with a Cuban heel. Iridescent socks with the same color shirt and a tight pair of chinos. Oh, I put on my shark skin jacket. You know the kind with the velvet collar and did it up shades. Oh, yeah. Took a fresh pack of Luckies and a mint called Sensen. My old man's Trojans and his old Spice aftershave.
It is the top of, make it bottom half of the fifth inning. And the first pitch is shot foul right towards our booth again. And as we said it, they're starting to aim towards us. As Carlos Calderon has taken over on the mound for the Woodpeckers. Day complete for Dalen Miley, who's a top spinner off the end of the bat from Abizel Ramirez. And that trickles foul, 0-2. So Dalen Miley, day complete, and the scoreless stretch extends to Dalen. 13 and a third scoreless inning since giving up a run. He has now not allowed an opponent to score since going back to Thursday, April 21st, on the last road trip to Augusta. So what a stretch put together right now by Dalen. Here's the 1-2 delivery, and a changeup off the outside takes it to 2-2. Ramirez, the switch hitter from the left side. Luis, the switch hitter on deck. Luis Leon, that is. And Jonty Turner, the nine hitter, is on in the hole, rather. 2-2 on the inside and low. Three balls and two strikes. Carlos Calderon, the 20-year-old from San Cristobal in the Dominican Republic. He has a 1-0 record and a 2.66 ERA coming into tonight. Winds and throws his payoff. Very far outside. That was so far outside, Guillamo couldn't bring it in. That goes all the way to the backstop. Slipped away from Calderon, and Abizel Ramirez makes it safe down to first base with a leadoff walk. Final line for Dalen Miley today. Mentioned the scoreless element of it, but four innings, just one hit allowed. Three walks, all of which came in the third inning. He was still able to get out of that, though, with a strikeout, leaving the bases loaded, and he struck out a season-high eight. And what's most impressive about that for Dalen is the first pitch slider backdoors to Leon for strike one, is that he only needed the four innings to get those eight strikeouts. His previous high of seven came back against Kannapolis on the 28th, but he needed five innings to get to those seven Ks. Runner is on the move, pitches down and inside, swung on and missed, but the runner makes it into second base. Only question is, was that foul tipped? And I don't believe it was. Ramirez will get to hold on second with his third base stolen of the year and third of the season as well. So Leon in an 0-2 hole. Calderon trying to bounce back after the leadoff walk. Here comes the pitch, and it's off the end of the bat and lined into the screen. We'll stay where it is at 0-2. Miley gives Fayetteville four. They'll hope that Carlos Calderon can do a similar length today out of the bullpen. He spins a slider down low, and Luis Leon cuts through it. Strike three. Ninth strikeout for the Charleston offense. And now it brings up Jonty Turner. Carlos Calderon enjoying a much better season in low A this time around compared to what he did last year, which was not a bad season by any standard, but he's really taken it to another level this year. Ramirez is moving to third, swung on and missed, throw down the line, and Molina tags him out. They got him sliding in. Guillamo delivers a dart up that third baseline, quickly popping out of the crouch and throwing right into the runner and guiding Molina down to Ramirez. Molina digging some dirt out of his eyes. I think he got a face full of dirt as Ramirez slid aggressively into that third base bag. He tried to take a second bag after stealing second base, and now they're wiped clean as the pitch comes home, and a swing and a miss on a slider 0-2. But 2021 for Calderon had him at a 5.02 ERA over nine games. Now at about half of that at 2.66. Here's the pitch, and swung on and missed down to the dirt. He struck him out. It's blocked by Guillamo. He picks up and throws up that first base line. Guillamo doing a good job of blocking baseballs and throwing out runners. Carlos Calderon goes 1-2-3 in the fifth thanks to a little help from his catcher and third baseman. We've played five this afternoon at the Joe in our series conclusion. No score as we go to the sixth on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network. Well, the series conclusion feeling very similar to that of the series opener back on Tuesday, which was a scoreless game into the ninth inning. We have all zeros here in the top of the sixth. Two hits for Fayetteville, just one for the River Dogs. And Tyler Whitaker fouling the first pitch back by Christian Fernandez. He swings at a 93-mile-per-hour fastball, and it's 0-2. Fernandez coming on behind Davion Whittle, getting the final out of the fifth, leaving two Fayetteville runners stranded. He throws, and Whitaker takes upstairs. Right back to the 93-mile-per-hour heat. It's 1-2. Whitaker today is reached once on a fielding error by Manzueta and Wright. 1-2 throw. Strikes him out. High breaking ball. And Whitaker back to the dugout. 15th strikeout this week for Tyler Whitaker across 25 at-bats. And now Logan Cerny into that right side. He hacks at the first one. High fastball, 94. Fayetteville trying to figure out a way to get to the Venezuelan right-hander Christian Fernandez. They've had no luck figuring him out this week. And a fastball up and in misses, 1-1. Three perfect on Tuesday. Did hit a batter, Cody Orr, in the fifth. That's the only blemish all week for him. Here's the pitch home, and a slider breaks to the outside corner. Good one, 1-2. The guy who has been pitching well really all year. Fayetteville scoreless outing Tuesday, not his only scoreless outing this year as he gets Cerny looking. Slider to the outside corner, beat him with off speed. Back-to-back strikeouts to start the sixth, but The outing before Tuesday's, that was on the road against the Fredericksburg Nationals, three hitless, scoreless innings. And even before that, April 22nd, he had two hitless on the road in Salem. Christian Fernandez has not allowed a base hit since all the way back on April 16th against the Columbia Fireflies here at home, and he gets strike one on Molina swinging. Works very fast out of the wind, delivers, and a slider is tapped foul behind the plate. It's 0-2. So just an incredible stretch right now of eight and a third coming into today of hitless baseball. Slider up and inside. And then when you account for the three outs that he's recorded today, another hitless inning, you're now looking at doing the quick math here at 9 1/3 hitless innings straight. So you're talking a no-hitter across four appearances. Foul at the plate as Molina keeps it alive 1-2, but that's the kind of stretch it's been for Christian Fernandez, who may very well find himself promoted to the high A level of the Rays system here in the short going. 1-2 pitch down and on the outside corner. It's 2-2. And I don't know why the high A affiliate of the Tampa Bay Rays is escaping me right now. You have the AA Montgomery Biscuits, the AAA Durham Bulls in our backyard up north. 2-2 fouled off. That's why we have the text line. I can look it up online, but it's more fun if you text me. 910-920-0655 if you know the high A affiliate of the Tampa Bay Rays. 2-2 pitch. Here it is. And a swing and a miss. Inside fastball gets Leo Stanny Molina. And Christian Fernandez strikes out the Fayetteville side in order in the top of the sixth inning. We go to the bottom half. No score on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network. Well, both pitching staffs going toe-to-toe here in the bottom of the sixth inning. First pitch from Carlos Calderon is a line shot that skips off the mound, is fielded near second by Cody Orr on a backhand and thrown over to first to get the speedy Shane Sasaki. So this bottom of the sixth inning starts with a lightning shot right up the middle of the diamond. All Carlos Calderon could do on that one is try and get out of the way and hope he had a middle infielder behind him. Good thing was he did. Cody Orr was shaded towards the middle, makes that play. One pitch, one out in the bottom of the sixth, and now it's Carson Williams taking a knee-level fastball for strike one. That contact from Sasaki is maybe the hardest hit ball all day for Charleston, who have just one hit in the line score. There's a slider that lands for Calderon, and he's quickly in front 0-2. Christian Fernandez struck out the Fayetteville side in order in the top of the sixth, but the Charleston bullpen is activated down that right field line. The 0-2 delivery is hit deep. This is out to left field. Logan Cerny is sprinting back. He's onto the warning track. He leaps at the wall, and it is gone. Carson Williams hits a solo shot, and he opens it up with a home run. A breakthrough in the bottom of the sixth inning for Charleston. A high arcer that took Cerny all the way to the wall. He tried to leap and rob it. Cleared the fence by about 5 feet or so, just out of Cerny's reach, and Carson Williams delivers the first big swing of the afternoon. There's some more hard contact. He got a high breaking ball. That was a mistake pitch by Calderon, it looked like. Left right over the kill zone of the plate. And the Rays' first rounder gives the River Dogs a huge swing. 1-0. Slider down and away. Strike one to Willie Vasquez. One ball, one strike count. And that one missed down and outside. Two balls and one strike for Williams. He came into this series leading the Carolina League in extra base hits. But as we mentioned, the early stages of the broadcast, he had been struggling this week, just 2-for-15 at the plate. And that's a way to put some of your recent struggles behind you. Go-ahead home run in the series conclusion. Charleston now just a few innings away from trying to take 5-of-6 over the Woodpeckers. And now a 2-2 home from Calderon to Vasquez. Foul tipped off Guillamo, and it's 2-2 still. For Williams, that is his third home run of the year, and he drives in his 9th run of the season. Just the second home run this week for the Charleston offense, which has mostly been stringing together base hits. Here's a three-hopper through the right side of the infield, past the dive of Cody Orr. Gets into right field for Hamilton. He'll pick up, toss it back in. But Willie Vasquez, in a two-strike hole, follows up the Williams home run with a base hit. And that's the first time that Charleston's had consecutive base hits today. The home run was just their second knock. Now with three base hits to bring up Bobby Seymour. Thanks to the listener texting in today. The text line letting me know who that high A affiliate of the Rays was that was escaping me. Bowling Green Hot Rods. That's right, and I believe they were affiliated with the Rays prior to the reorganization of the minors going into 2021. Off the outside, that missed by quite a bit. Changeup slipped, and it's 1-0 to begin Bobby Seymour. But yeah, the Bowling Green Hot Rods, and then the Montgomery Biscuits and the Durham Bulls. Whitaker shaded up the middle. Here's the 1-0. And Seymour swings through a fastball. One ball and one strike. For Carlos Calderon, that is the second home run that he has given up this season. Done a pretty good job of limiting the home runs this year. It allowed just the one over 20 and a third prior to today. Fastball missed away. 1-2 on Seymour, who's hitless. 0-for-2, couple of strikeouts. Something on the ground could get Calderon out of this inning. The pitch outside. Changeup missed. It's 2-2. Other games have already been completed today around the Carolinas. Some are still active with our 5:05 start time. A couple of games earlier in the afternoon commencing. Good size lead for Vasquez off of first on the 2-2. He'll hold, and Seymour fouls one back over onto the roof. Columbia, who comes in today tied with Fayetteville at the bottom of the South Division, leads 6-2 over Delmarva through the sixth inning. They're going to the seventh at Segra Park. Columbia wins today. They'll take sole possession of fifth in the South, dropping Fayetteville to the bottom of the division if they're unable to come back and win today. Still a 1-0 game after the go-ahead home run by Carson Williams. Calderon missed outside with a fastball. It's now full on Bobby Seymour, 3-2. Down East squeaks out a win over Kannapolis, scoring two runs in the top of the ninth inning to win 2-1. The pitch home, runner on the move to second base. It's down and in. That's ball four, and Vasquez can slow his run into second base. A free pass. Seymour down to first on the fifth walk today by Fayetteville pitching. Two on, one away, 1-0 River Dogs, and Fredville Chavez, the right-handed hitting first baseman, steps in. First one to him, down to the dirt, and got him reaching. Strike one. So Down East grabs a win. They're now 12-15. Kannapolis, South Division rival of Fayetteville. They fall to a game back of 500 at 13-14 overall. Augusta edges Carolina. Much higher scoring ball game, 9-7. There's a big hack at a change, and Chavez nothing but air. It's 0-2. Both sides had 10 hits in that game. Stephen Paulini hit his first home run of the year for the Green Jackets. Carolina, who Fayetteville will see starting on Tuesday, at 14-13 overall. An 0-2 home is swung on and missed. Carlos Calderon strikes out Chavez on three pitches. He gave him all changeups, all below the zone, and every single time he went fishing. It's a big second out for Calderon. Now force it all, bases two gone. And O'Neill Menzueta is stepping up. Calderon, the stretch from the belt. The pitch is just off the corner. Called strike. Good slider right to that outside edge, 0-1. The Fred Nats and the Lynchburg Hillcats had to play a doubleheader today after they were rained out the last couple of days. The Fred Nats sweep that doubleheader to improve to 17-9 overall. Fastball up and outside. Guillermo pump fakes out of the crouch, looking the runners back. Goes to 1-1 on Menzueta. Fred Nats won the first game 6-1, followed it up with a closer victory 6-5. One of the Nationals' top prospects, Jeremy De La Rosa, continues to find the swing in his second year in low A. He hit his sixth home run of the season today. He was a guy who really struggled at the plate last year, sub-200 hitter, but has turned it around his second time through. Change up away, 3-1 on Manzueta. Walk would load him up here. Also a doubleheader played between Salem and Myrtle Beach, which had who had weather issues this week up in Salem. 3-1 pitch. Down outside, lost him. Ball four. Vasquez heading to third, Seymour to second. And Manzueta to first on the second walk of the inning. Freddie Guillamo going to go out to the mound to have a conversation. Manager Joe Thon and Eric Neeson looking on from down in the dugout, but Neeson on the walkie-talkie right now, and he's communicating with that Fayetteville bullpen to get an arm started. Casey Ford has popped up off the bench, and he's starting to loosen out in that left field pen. Salem splits the doubleheader with Myrtle Beach. They lose game one to the Pelicans 8-3. And Salem wins game two 5-3. Crowd getting loud with the bases loaded. And two away. It's switch hitter Abizail Ramirez taking a changeup just off the outside. 1-0. So big series upcoming next week to decide first place in the South Division between Myrtle Beach and these River Dogs. Here comes the 1-0. Down to the dirt. If Charleston hangs on to win today, they'll be just one game back of the Pelicans going on the road to Myrtle Beach starting Tuesday for a six-game series. So that will dictate a lot of who is in good position to try and win a first-half championship. If one of those sides were to take, say, 5 of 6 or even sweep that series, don't think that'll happen with the talent in both those rosters, but if one side wins the bulk of those games, they'll be in good position going through the second half of the first half to win a championship and punch their ticket to the playoff. Now a stoppage on the field. Joe Thon and Eric Neeson are going out there to have a conversation with Carlos Calderon. Neeson doing some of the talking. I believe Joe Thon doing a little bit of translating for Carlos. And also buying a little bit of time in the meanwhile for Casey Ford down there in the bullpen. So two walks here in the inning. Fayetteville has walked six today. Abizail Ramirez has drawn two of those six walks. And he's ahead in the count, 2-0. Bases full, 1-0 ball game. And the pitch is down and away. 3-0 with nowhere to put him. The sign, the wind and pitch. Outside, but called a strike just off that outside corner. Carlos Calderon had the strike zone expanded a little bit there by Charles Welling. As Abizail Ramirez digs back in, crouches those knees, open stance, and here's the 3-1 offering. Right over the middle. Good changeup, 84. Looked like the take sign was on, though, for Ramirez. That was a very good pitch to hit. Whitaker shaded up the middle of the diamond, right side straight up, over towards short Molina. And with the runners on the move, the 3-2 comes home, and this is hit deep to right center field. Hamilton is sprinting back. He's at the wall, and it is gone. Abizail Ramirez just hit a grand slam to right center, and the River Dogs have broken it open. They lead 5-0. The River Dogs pour out of the dugout, and everybody is waiting to high-five Abizail Ramirez. It's the second home run of the inning for the River Dogs, and this one comes in grand fashion. We mentioned it at the top of the broadcast, but the wind is blowing out towards right center for the first time in this series, and Ramirez hit it directly into the tailwind, and it pushed it just enough to get over that right center field wall, kind of a low liner. It wasn't all that high hit, but a grand slam will remove Carlos Calderon from this game. He departs, and Casey Ford will take over. Now a 5-0 ball game as Charleston has distanced themselves in the bottom of the sixth. We're back in a moment to bring you the numbers on Ford here on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network. Well, Carlos Calderon chased from this game after a grand slam from Abizail Ramirez turns this to a 5-0 ball game. Inning was extended on a two-out walk to O'Neill Mansueta, and Ramirez made Calderon pay. Now it's Casey Ford coming home with a low fastball for ball one to switch hitter Luis Leon. He bats from the left side of the plate. Here's the pitch, and a backdoor slider lands for strike one. So Dalen Miley gave Fayetteville four scoreless. Carlos Calderon looked good in the fifth, worked around a leadoff walk, struck out a couple, but battled some control issues and left some stuff over the plate here in the sixth inning, giving up a solo home run to Carson Williams and then the grand slam to Ramirez. It's now 1-2. That's the third grand slam given up this year already by Fayetteville pitching. Two from Fabricio Reyna in the first couple series of the year, and now one by Carlos Calderon here at the Joe. The 1-2 pitch inside, and it evens up on Leon 2-2. Line score now reads no runs, two hits, no errors for Fayetteville. Five runs, four hits, and an error for Charleston. Infield slightly shifted to the pull side of the lefty Leon. Here it comes. And he scoots out of the way of an inside fastball, 96. Good velocity by Casey Ford. And it's 3-2. Ford coming out of the bullpen today with no record and a 6.75 ERA, just his second appearance since getting called up to Fayetteville back on the 28th. And he fades a changeup in there. Outside corner, gets Luis Leon looking on the payoff. Inning comes to a close, but not before eight batters step to the plate for Charleston and two home runs leave this park, including a grand slam by Abizail Ramirez to turn this thing to a 5-0 ball game as we head to the seventh on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network. Charleston rolls out a new right-hander. It's Neraldo Catalina starting the top of the seventh inning. Hard thrower, 97 on the first pitch down and inside to Quincy Hamilton for ball one. Quincy, Miguel Palma, and Kennedy Corona, 4-6 to face the new reliever. Catalina pitching for the second time in this series. Comes home and misses down and inside. They can hit the armored shoe of the umpire. And it goes to 3, make it 2-0. It'll make you feel a little uneasy from that left side. Back-to-back fastballs of 95-plus coming in towards your feet. But Quincy digs back in. He's 1-for-2, singled in the second inning to extend his hitting streak to a season-best 9 games. 2-0 pitch up and outside. 3-0. Fayetteville will take all the base runners they can get, now trailing 5-0 thanks to a pair of home runs, including a grand slam by Abizail Ramirez in the bottom of the sixth. Chase Carlos Calderon out of the game. 3-0 home. Take sign on for Quincy, and that's very low. So he didn't see anything to hit there. All fastballs, and none of them were anywhere close to the strike zone. Just the first walk issued by Charleston today. hit by pitch earlier of Cody Orr, but that's all in terms of free passes. Hamilton to first, and that will bring up Miguel Palma. First pitch, changeup, is called a strike on the lower outside edge. Catalina, the 21-year-old, born in June of 2000, grew up in the Dominican Republic, throws home in the 0-1, a check swing. He went too far. Slider down and away, got Palma trying to extend. No balls, two strikes. His numbers this year, no record in a 2.89 ERA, pitching in his ninth game in relief. 9 1/3 total innings as Palma holds the hands and a changeup misses outside and low. 9 walks, 9 strikeouts for Catalina. And a whip of 1.50. The 1-2 is hit softly towards third. Fair territory up along the grass. Charging and throwing low is Vasquez, but it's dug out by Chavez. Big sweeping backhand by the first baseman. And he is able to retire Palma. Help out his third baseman a little bit there. He gives him a point. Hamilton makes it down to second base. One away in the Fayetteville seventh. Pretty good Sunday crowd in attendance today. You wouldn't have known it until the sixth inning. That's when things really started picking up on the offensive side for Charleston. Good pitcher's duel in the first five. Dalen Miley gave Fayetteville 4 scoreless today, extending his scoreless inning streak to 13 1/3. Calderon a scoreless fifth before the getaway sixth. Now it's Kennedy Corona. First pitch was a fastball down in the dirt. He's ahead 1 ball and no strikes. Wind still breezing out towards right center field. Kennedy's a good opposite field hitter. And right now, these Fayetteville righties can try and take advantage of that wind a little bit. You have a hard thrower. He's 95 plus, so let that ball travel. Try and get your barrel on it deeper in the zone and go the opposite way. Infield just about straight up right now against Kennedy as the 2-0 is delivered and clips that top part of the strike zone. Leg kick, 2-1 out of the stretch, chopped out towards third. Another chance for Vasquez. He fields, looks Quincy back to second base, and throws sperm across the diamond, getting Kennedy Corona for another 5-3 putout. There's no outs and make it 2 outs and a man on second base for Victor Miskai. Catalina came out of the bullpen and gave up a couple earned runs and 3 hits. Back on the fifth. That was Thursday night in game 3 of the series. And Victor Miskai chops the first one over Catalina's glove on the mound, but fielded in front of second on the grass by Williams. Shortstop throws to first and ends the seventh inning. Fayetteville gets a leadoff base runner, but strands Quincy Hamilton down in scoring position. Third runner Fayetteville is left in scoring position today. And it's time to stretch in Charleston with the Woodpeckers trailing 6-0. Make it 5-0, excuse me, on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
We've got
We are all stretched out on a Sunday in Charleston. Bottom seven. And it is a 5-0 ball game. River Dogs leading on a big 5-run sixth. Jonte Turner, bottom of the order, leads it off against Casey Ford and takes a strike. 97, good velocity today by Casey. 0-1 the count. Kind of similar to yesterday when Charleston used a 4-run second inning to stay in front the entire way. They again just have one big rally today to prop up their whole offense. Ford working from that third base side of the rubber, deals a slider, and it's fouled straight back for strike two. Turner is hitless in two trips to the plate. A pop out to third and a swinging strikeout coming in the fifth. Shane Sasaki top of the order on deck, and Carson Williams, who hit the solo home run to get it all started in the sixth inning, is in the hole. 0-2 home, and it's down and in. One ball and two strikes. Casey Ford debuted on May 1st. That was on Sunday in the series conclusion against Kannapolis, so we haven't seen him for a week. He pitched an inning and a third in that one, gave up a couple hits, a home run, and struck out three. Didn't walk anybody, though, and squeezes a fastball just a little in on Turner, 2-2. So pitching for the second time, but we got used to Casey Ford on the bump during August and September of 2021 when he was with the Woodpeckers, now in his second stint with the club. He shrugs the shoulders, comes set, and throws. And a slider is bounced foul over towards the Fayetteville dugout. Keep it where it is. Two balls and two strikes. 12 games out of the bullpen last year. 1-2 record, 5.06 ERA. 16 innings, he allowed 9 earned runs, 9 walks, but racked up 20 strikeouts. So he's got the swing and miss stuff that plays well here in low A. And a pitch clock violation was just assessed on Casey Ford. Took a moment to get that sign, and the count goes full 3-2. Haven't seen too many of those violations across the entire week as guys get more set in their routine. But, you know, this is only Casey Ford's second time on the mound in a pitch clock game this year. So he's still kind of taking a moment to get used to that speed. He misses outside on the 3-2. On what would have been ball three is instead ball four following the violation, and Jonte Turner makes it to first base. Good chance you might see walk numbers increase as well through minor league baseball because of the pitch clock. That's something you have to factor in. Now you only have to really see three pitches outside of the zone to draw a walk, and Fayetteville today has had the walks kind of escalate on them again. Here's the first one home to Shane Sasaki, a fastball strike on the edge, outer edge, 0-1. That walk is the seventh today by Fayetteville pitching, who came in tied with the Visalia Rawhide for the second most walks in all of minor league baseball. Fastball strike, again, right on that same spot, outside edge to Sasaki. The team that's now passed up Fayetteville, funny enough, is AA Corpus Christi. 161 walks over their first stretch of games entering today, so it's the Astros' AA affiliate that actually is having some similar walk issues to that of us here in Fayetteville. Fastball down and outside. One ball and two strikes on Shane Sasaki, who's reached on a walk and also grounded out to second base twice. Fastball gets away very far outside. Guillamo able to pull it in with a backhand, and it's now even. Two balls and two strikes. We can take a peek also around the affiliate system. Check up on those Corpus Christi hooks. Asheville Tourists as well playing today. Sugarland Space Cowboys. 2-2 home. Slider down and outside in the dirt. Another backhand by Guillamo. Asheville, tough start for them. If you're the Tourists, all you can really say at this point is that there is a second half to the season that you can try and be competitive in if you want to try and get to the playoffs. But good news for the Tourists is they won today. 5-2, 10-inning ball game. This pitch is hit to the left side, through the left side. Molina and Whitaker unable to come together on it. That's a C&I single. pulled by Shane Sasaki. And there's two on for Charleston with nobody out in the bottom of the seventh. So now here's Williams, who hit his third home run of the season, his last time up at the plate, a high arcer that just barely cleared that left field wall. Here comes the first pitch to him, and it is a fastball taken for strike one. The Tourists were tied 1-1 going into the top of the 10th today, and they scored four runs to distance themselves over Greensboro, improved to 6-20 overall. Two men on, nobody out. Ford in some trouble. He throws and misses a little far outside. 95-mile-per-hour fastball, and it's 1-1 on Williams. Notable performances today, Will Wagner, former Woodpecker, finishes 2-for-3, drives in two runs. He walked twice today as well. No home runs to talk about. Breaking ball down in the dirt. Michael Sandel, though, who homered in four straight games at one point during that series with Greensboro, goes 1-for-4 today, drives in a run, scores a run himself. And on the mound, Chase McDermott goes 5 scoreless with 6 strikeouts. Good to see the Astros' top pitching draft pick from a year ago performing well. And a swing and a miss on a slider down and outside on the 2-strike pitch, and Casey Ford picks up a needed strikeout. Out number one of the seventh keeps the runners on first and second base, and it'll bring up Willie Vasquez. Adrian Chaidez was also on the mound today. He's a guy that was drafted a year ago out of UCLA, 2021 selection, but just skipped low A altogether. We thought we might see him this year. He went straight to the Tourists. A little bit more of a seasoned pitcher coming out of the Pac-12 program. He goes 3 in relief today. Allowed just one earned run, walked 2, struck out 3. But good to see Asheville end their road series with Greensboro on a high note. A no-ball, 1-strike pitch from Ford to Willie Vasquez with the runners taking their secondaries. And this is chopped over the tall Ford behind the mound, picked by second base, or takes it to the bag himself. And that's the only out he will get. Doesn't have a chance to throw to first. Vasquez speeds his way up the line. It'll be a fielder's choice for him. Sasaki out at second, and Turner makes it to third. So runners on the corners. And two outs for Bobby Seymour. Sugarland gets beat good today, 10-2. They fall to the El Paso Chihuahuas, but really it was just one big inning today for El Paso that led them to that win. First pitch, down and outside, gets through Guillamo, and here comes the runner down third. Turner scores, and it's now 6-0 Charleston on the wild pitch. Vasquez makes it to second. That'll be an earned run on Casey Ford. His second earned run allowed this season. And now Bobby Seymour in a one ball, no strike count. Man on second base. And here's the pitch. Down and in. 2-0. 8 runs in the top of the sixth inning of that game, though, for El Paso. Good news for Sugarland is they had a 2-home run game out of Corey Jolks. Former Fayetteville Woodpecker who spent a good chunk of 2019 with Fayetteville. Change up over the middle. Called strike on Seymour, 2-1. Yeah, Jolks was a everyday face with Fayetteville, 97 games in 2019. He was a .266 hitter that year. Hit 4 home runs in the Carolina League, but hits his second and third today at the AAA ranks. Good news coming out of Sugarland for the 26-year-old Corey Jolks. And you have the Corpus Christi Hooks that we mentioned that have overtaken the walk lead of all pitching staffs in the minor leagues. Ford missed low of the changeup. And Seymour out in front. Three balls and one strike. There's two outs of the man on second base. 6-0 River Dogs following the wild pitch. Here it comes, and Seymour takes upstairs. That's ball four. A walk extends the inning for Fredville Chavez. Corpus Christi, they are playing ball as we speak. Top of the fourth inning out at Whataburger Field, and they lead 4-3 over the San Antonio Missions, Padres AA affiliate. Here's Fredville Chavez, a slightly open and slightly crouched stance from that right side, and a first pitch slider starting at that hip, bending to the middle, 0-1. For Corpus Christi today, 3 RBI game for Luke Berryhill, coming on a 3-run home run. Berryhill's third in AA this year. 0-1 pitch is lifted out to left field and playable for Cerny. A mile high as he waits for it to come down, and he's camped underneath, makes the catch, and the inning is over. So Casey Ford able to strand a runner in scoring position, but gives up a couple walks, a single, and a wild pitch scores a run. After seven today, it is 6-0 River Dogs as we go to the eighth on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network. Thanks for spending some of your Sunday afternoon, Mother's Day, with us at the Joe. It's the top of the eighth inning in Fayetteville, trailing 6-0 in the series conclusion. Just six outs to play with as a new right-hander for the River Dogs comes home with the first pitch. It is Yudi Cortereal. Pitching for the second time in this series, Cortereal delivers and Orr smashes a fly ball left center field. Sasaki and Turner converging on it, and it is Sasaki making the grab in the alleyway for at number one. And Fayetteville down to their final five today. A reminder that our homestand picks up on Tuesday. Woodpeckers have the day off tomorrow, and then 7:05 first pitch Tuesday at Segra Stadium against the Carolina Mudcats, Milwaukee Brewers affiliate. It comes in 14-13 over their first 27 games. First time those two sides will square off in 2022. But a lot of baseball to be played between Fayetteville and Carolina. 24 total games. 12 will be at Segra Stadium. 12 will be on the road at Five County Stadium up in Zebulon, North Carolina. A couple of ball clubs who were in the same division a year ago but are now in separate divisions, even though they're pretty close geographically. Carolina goes to the north with the condensing of three divisions down to two, and Fayetteville stays in the south. Here comes the 1-2 offering to Guillamo, and he strikes out on a slider. Two up, two down for Cordarrelle. Back to the top with Tyler Whitaker. Cordarrelle, 0-1 record, 2.77 ERA. This is his ninth appearance out of the Charleston bullpen. Tied for the most this season. 13 and two-thirds total innings. 12 walks and 23 strikeouts. He really has the strikeout going for him this year as he pumps a fastball in, 95 right down the middle. Jason Schroeder is warming out there in the Fayetteville bullpen, and we'll likely see some of him in the bottom of the eighth inning. Here comes the 0-1, and Whitaker chases one down to the dirt outside, quickly an 0-2 count. Tyler today is hitless. 0-for-3, reached second back in the fourth on a fielding error by Manzueta in right. Is also grounded out and struck out. A wind and an 0-2 pitch, and Whitaker takes off the high outside corner. Close one to take. Entire infield took three steps, outfield as well, towards the dugout. But Cordarrelle didn't get the call. Whitaker still going to have to protect here. Down 1-2. Here's the pitch home. Very far outside. Runs all the way to the dugout. Not the dugout. That'd be a very wild pitch to the backstop. I've seen one almost sail over a net before behind home plate, but never have I seen a pitcher throw all the way to the dugout. Here's the 2-2, and it's fouled right off the ear hole of Leon behind the play. That one will ring the bell, and Charles Welling going to take a moment to step out in front of the plate, toss a baseball to Cordarrelle, dust off that plate, and give Leon a moment. So Whitaker keeping things alive. Two balls, two strikes. Base is empty. 6-0 Charleston lead in the eighth. Here's the break even, and Whitaker takes a slider down and outside. Good eye there. Started over the middle and then tried to get him to chase outside of the zone. A 3-2 payoff pitch. Outside, and Whitaker draws the walk. So that's the first walk drawn by Tyler Whitaker in this series. Again, just find ways to get on right now if you're Witt. Don't swing at anything outside of your comfort zone, and he's able to extend the eighth inning a little bit for Logan Cerny. Cerny has struck out all three times he stepped to the plate today, 12 times in total in this series, and there's a first pitch fastball right over the middle for strike one. Logan had a good game yesterday, though. Picked up a double. Put the ball in play all four times on Friday, so he's starting to find the feel again a little bit at the plate. Here's the pitch home, and a slider darts low and outside. 1-1. All told, he's 2-for-23 on the week. No real need for Whitaker to get aggressive down there on first. Here comes the 1-1. Big hack and a foul into the net. Come the bottom of the eighth inning, we'll see Jason Schroeder out there likely. It'll be Manzueta, Ramirez, and Leon, 6, 7, and 8 of the Charleston order. We'll peek around the big league scoreboard as well, update you on some major league finals across the country. At the belt, the throw home, inside, no, called strike three, a breaking ball that froze Cerny and ends the eighth inning. Whitaker draws the two-out walk but is left stranded. Fayetteville in total today has left five runners aboard, and we move to the bottom of the eighth inning. It's the River Dogs 6 and the Woodpeckers nothing. Jason Schroeder climbs to the hill here in the bottom of the eighth inning. And before he uncorks his first pitch of the day, he commits a pitching clock violation. So a one ball, no strike count on O'Neill Manzueta. It was the 2 minute 30 second timer this time around that got Schroeder. So you have the pitch clock, 14 seconds in between each pitch, but then 2:30 to get every inning going. So it's not necessarily always on the pitcher coming out of the inning. Could also sometimes be the catcher if they're not paying attention and dropping the signs down in time. Schroeder misses low, and it's three balls and no strikes. And that one got Guillamo flush. Got him somewhere in the leg, and he's hunched over in a little bit of pain. So Manzueta, Abizel Ramirez, and then Luis Leon will be the three up. Charleston leading 6-0 on a pair of home runs, a grand slam included, and a wild pitch. Get me over fastball, turns it to 3-1 on Manzueta. He's hitless today, 0-2 with a walk and a run scored. Schroeder throws, and this pitch is grounded out towards Whitaker. It's short. He collects on a couple of hops and throws over to first in time. One away in the eighth, Jason Schroeder, he comes in today pitching for his second time in this series. He was last on the mound Tuesday night in the bottom of the ninth inning, got brought in a tough spot, scoreless game, and allowed the game-winning single to Michael Berglund as Charleston walked it off 1-0. Schroeder, an 0-2 record and an even 9 ERA. First pitch swinging is fouled into the net by Abizel Ramirez. The switch hitter who hit the grand slam turned this to a 5-0 ball game in the bottom of the sixth. See what he does this time around as Schroeder comes set at the shoulders, throws his 0-1, and skips it one in the dirt. Among other numbers, Schroeder making his sixth appearance out of the bullpen. Does have a save this year, not a save opportunity here, of course, trailing 6-0, but 7 innings of work. He's allowed 7 earned runs over the stretch, 14 walks and 10 strikeouts. Here's the 1-1. And a fastball clips that outside corner. Good pitch coming in 93. It's 1-2. Ramirez, along with the grand slam, has a couple of walks. So he's a perfect 1-for-1 with 4 ribbies. And the 1-2 delivery is a slider. Tap past the mound, softly towards second. Charging his oar in towards the fringe of the grass. He picks up one hand, throws across his body, and retires Ramirez on a 4-3 putout. A couple of ground outs for Jason Schroeder. And that brings up switch hitter Luis Leon. Around Major League Baseball today, Astros were playing earlier. Daytime game. In the series conclusion against the Detroit Tigers, Leon ready. First pitch, fastball strike. And Houston pulls out the shutout. 5-0 to improve to 18-11, and their major league best win streak extends to 7 games. The 0-1 pitch down at the dirt. Schroeder tried to go with the slider. We saw the 8th inning pitched by Anudis Cortareal, and Charleston has a right-hander thrown out there, so they may go to the bullpen for a 5th time, use the 6th pitcher to try and close out the top of the 9th inning. It's 1-1 with Whitaker shaded up the middle. Here's a fastball down to the dirt. 2 balls and a strike. Aledmys Diaz, the big swing today for the Astros. A grand slam in the bottom of the 4th inning. 2-1 is a strike right on that outside edge. Hardest fastball so far for Schroeder at 95. And Jake Odorizzi been looking good over his last few starts. He goes 5 scoreless today, gives up just 1 hit and strikes out 5. Tough start to the year for Jake Odorizzi, and he's been able to recover over his last few outings. And I recall an interview just a week or so ago by some of the Houston press asking Odorizzi what changed, and well, he used a little bit of a different term, a little more flowery language. He said, I just got tired of pitching really bad. And he just turned it around, went to work in the bullpen, figured something out, and Looks kind of like his Minnesota Twins days the last few outings for Houston. They'd love to have him pitch a little bit better, especially with Lance McCullers still trying to work his way back from injury. Help solidify that rotation a little bit with the youngsters Framber Valdez and Luis Garcia. Here's a high chopper, one hop to Palma, fielded behind the first base bag. He runs it over to the cushion himself, and that will end the inning in 1-2-3 fashion for Jason Schroeder. He gets three straight ground outs, keeping his infielders busy, and we go to our final frame. Top nine, Fayetteville down to their final three outs. They trail in this series conclusion 6-0. It is the top of the ninth inning, and Kyle Witten will be the sixth pitcher, fifth reliever into this game for the Charleston River Dogs. He takes over behind Inudis Cordarreal, who pitched a scoreless eighth inning. It is 6-0 Charleston. River Dogs on the precipice of taking 5 of 6 from Fayetteville. Only win for the Woodpeckers came on Wednesday night when they hit a solo home run in the top of the eighth, went on to win 3-2. Here's the 1-0 home, and a fastball up and in. Fayetteville will have another crack at these River Dogs, who will likely have a much different look to their roster later in the season. They'll come to Fayetteville in the second half of the year. August 23rd begins a six-game home series against the Rays affiliate, and Molina sends this one on two high hops out to second base for Ramirez. He backs up, throws off of the bag, but Chavez able to adjust and tag out Leo Stanley Molina as the throw came in. Good awareness by Chavez to know where the runner was, and Molina retired on a 4-3 putout. He'll be 0-for-4 today and finish his series 4-for-24 at the plate. Kyle Witten, 1-0 record, 1.59 ERA, throwing in his ninth game of the year, 11 2/3 total innings, just one walk to his line and 11 strikeouts. Second time pitching in the series, he pitched on Thursday. Hamilton takes down and in on a changeup for ball one. And only recorded one out, just a third of an inning. So he was scheduled to get a little bit more work today, and we'll try and close out this series on the mound. His 1-0 pitch is down low. 2-0, Hamilton has gotten the hit out of the way to extend his hitting streak. He'll be on a 9-gamer going into Tuesday's home opener against Carolina. Infield plays him straight up. And the wind and pitch. Change up low. 3 balls and no strikes. On the offensive side of things today for the Astros, mentioned the 5-0 victory for them over the Tigers. You have the Aledmys Diaz grand slam and an Alex Bregman home run, which also rounded out the scoring. Solo shot for Bregman. Hamilton takes a 4-pitch walk, so he'll head to first. Third walk issued by Charleston. See what Fayetteville can do with a base runner here in the ninth. They've had runners on in each of the last three innings, but have been unable to bring them around. They've stranded a total of five runners in this game, and three times those runners have been in scoring position. So a few opportunities have come up short. Now it's Miguel Palma. And a first pitch slider misses down and outside. Palma hit one well back in the fifth inning all the way to the left field warning track. Didn't miss a home run by much. But is 0 for 3 with a pop out and a ground out mixed in. Here's the 1-0 home. And he goes down low to get a slider. Missed it 1-1. Mets are leading the Phillies right now. Bottom of the ninth inning. That's a game, a doubleheader game. Pete Alonso hitting two home runs in that one, including a three-run home run. Palma spoils one away, foul down the right field side, and it's a 1-2 count. Orioles lead the Royals 3-1 currently out of Camden Yards. I believe they're also playing a doubleheader there right now after all the rain that came through the Baltimore area the last couple of days. And reaching out in front, Palma strikes out. Slider down and on the outside. He finishes 0 for 4. He'll be 1, make it 3 for 13 in this series. And Kennedy Corona represents the last chance for Fayetteville. Two away in the top of the ninth inning. And a 6-0 Charleston lead. Cleveland beats Toronto today 4-3 the final. And the Reds win their fifth game of the year. Oh, the Reds. As the fastball misses down and outside, 1-0. They won yesterday as well, so don't call it a hot streak. But the Reds now 5-23 with their 7-3 victory over the Pirates. A Colin Moran grand slam in that game for Cincy. Kennedy Corona pops this one up over towards the third base dugout, coming over Vasquez, and that falls over the railing into the dugout for strike two on Kennedy. Make it strike one, rather. Twins edge out the A's 4-3. Oakland now 10-18. Another one of those scuffling teams that's traded off a lot of their stars. Said to be tanking before Major League Baseball really cracks down on that stuff. Slider up high, missed, and it's 2-1. Giants beat the Cardinals in a 4-3 game. Mike Yastrzemski hitting a solo home run. The 2-1. And Corona waves and misses. Two balls and two strikes. D-backs win 4-0 over the Rockies. Shut them out. Scoreless outing today by Zach Gallen, who went 7 shutdown frames with 7 strikeouts. 2-2 the count. Fayetteville down to their final strike. Here it comes, and Corona pops this one up. Foul side between home plate and third. Over to the railing, Vasquez, and right in front of the dugout, he makes the catch. The series is over, and the River Dogs take 5 of 6 over Fayetteville. They get a shutout victory today, their second time shutting out Fayetteville in this set. And a tough road trip comes to a close for the Woodpeckers. We'll wrap it up all on the other side. When the postgame show picks up, here from Charleston at the Joe, 6-0 the final.
It's time to wrap the action on the Woodpeckers postgame show. Let's send you back to the ballpark.
Welcome you back inside the Joe for the final time this weekend. The Woodpeckers fall shutout loss today, 6-0 the final as they drop 5-6 here on the road in Charleston. The final four of this series, lone win coming on Wednesday night, that 3-2 victory. So tough road trip for Fayetteville. They fall to 9-18 overall with the loss, 18-9 the new record for the Charleston River Dogs. And really it was just one pitcher after another combining for shutout baseball today for Charleston. No doubt this has been one of the most difficult pitching staffs that Fayetteville has had to go up against this year. The Rays always seem to roll out good arms, and again this year Charleston dominating the series. Fayetteville does leave Charleston though without a sweep this time around, unlike 2021, but River Dogs now lead the all-time series 11-1 over the Woodpeckers, and they used a 5-run bottom of the sixth inning today to really propel themselves to the win. It was scoreless up until that point. Dalen Miley gave Fayetteville four scoreless innings, extending his scoreless inning streak to 13 and a third total innings, and worked out of a tough spot in the third when he walked the bases loaded but struck out Willie Vasquez looking at a fastball to get out of that jam, then came out in the fourth, faced the minimum thanks to a caught stealing down at second base and also a couple of strikeouts. He turned the game over to Carlos Calderon in the fifth, who pitched a scoreless fifth, couple of strikeouts, but then in the sixth was hit hard. Carson Williams hit a one-out solo home run over the left field wall to make it 1-0. Then Willie Vasquez singled. Bobby Seymour drew a walk. A strikeout of Fredville Chavez got Calderon a needed second out, but then he walked O'Neill Manzueta with two outs to extend the inning, load the bases, and Abizail Ramirez put one into the jet stream. Wind really gusting out towards right center today, and he hit it right to where the wind was. Grand slam over the right center field wall turned into a 5-0 game, and things were out of reach from that point forward. Casey Ford came on in the sixth after that to get the final out, pitched in the seventh, did end up giving up a run to Charleston on a Jonty Turner walk. He was advanced over to third on a single and a fielder's choice, and then he scored on a wild pitch to turn it to 6-0. Fayetteville today had some chances with runners in scoring position, but ultimately left six runners on and were 0-for-7 at the plate when they did have runners in scoring position. Charleston 1-for-7 when they had runners in scoring position, but that one was a big one. That was a grand slam that won them this game. The winning decision goes to Christian Fernandez, who pitched an inning and a third of a perfect ball and struck out all four batters he faced. He gets the win, improving to 2-0, while Carlos Calderon, who gave up the couple of home runs and five earned runs over an inning and two-thirds, his record falls to 1-1 overall. Final time of game today is 2 hours and 25 minutes in front of a Sunday crowd at the Joe of 3,499. We'll round up and call it 3,500 with us here in Charleston, South Carolina, in the series conclusion. With that, we turn the page to the Monday off day, and then the opener of the series on Tuesday out at Segre Stadium. We don't have starting pitchers to bring you just yet, but we do know that baseball will be played at 7:05 p.m. Eastern Time against the Carolina Mudcats at Segre Stadium. Make sure to grab your tickets now. It'll be the only homestand, full six-game homestand for Fayetteville in the month of May. It runs Tuesday, May 10th through Sunday, May 16th. And you can get your tickets by calling the Woodpeckers front office tomorrow, going online, FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com, or just walking right on up to the Truist box office starting at 10 a.m. tomorrow. And we'd be glad to get you and your family some tickets out to the park with the Brewers affiliate coming to town. T-shirt Tuesday as well tomorrow. First 1,000 fans through the gates will get a cool Woodpeckers North Carolina State T-shirt. You can check out that T-shirt design, navy blue T-shirt with the yellow Woodpecker logo and North Carolina State outline on it. You can check that out on FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com. So come out to the park early, get yourself some free merchandise, and enjoy the game. Dollar Dog Wednesday, where you can bring the pup out to the park. Thirsty Thursday, Firework Friday, all the fan favorites upcoming this week. Again, FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com for all of our promotions that we have in store this coming week at Segre Stadium. Thank yous to go around, of course, before we wrap up the broadcast tonight. Colin Casey, again, out at home base, managing the broadcast today, monitoring the broadcast, updating social media. We appreciate all of his work throughout the week, and we very much look forward to having conversations with him again on the air Tuesday in the opener of our series. A big thanks to all of our loyal listeners today tuning in on the broadcast. Appreciate you making Woodpeckers baseball a part of your week, however long you tuned us in. And we do hope to see you out at the ballpark next week or on MILB.TV, where you can find Colin and I beginning on Tuesday. And again, a special thanks to all the moms out there that make Mother's Day special, make our lives special, make our lives a little bit easier. A special shout out to my mom listening in Stockton, California, Marianne Chapman. Love you very much, and thank you for all you do to support my career, and hope to see you very soon. Maybe during the All-Star break, get out there. But thanks so much, Mom, and thanks to all the moms who make baseball special, cultivate athletes in their young years, and a lot of the time that work goes unappreciated. But today is for you. Thanks so much for everything you do, and we look forward to moving on now out of Charleston, getting back to Fayetteville, and we look forward to seeing everybody at Segra Stadium beginning Tuesday. Again, 7:05, first pitch, pregame show at 6:50 p.m. Eastern Time from Segra Stadium. Until then, I'm Andrew Chapman, signing off at the Joe in Charleston, where the River Dogs take it tonight by a 6-0 final. That'll do it for us. Until Tuesday, so long. Have a wonderful rest of your Sunday afternoon. And again, happy Mother's Day.
You've been listening to Fayetteville Woodpeckers Baseball on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network. For news, stats, ticketing information, upcoming promotions, and merchandise, be sure to visit FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com.